episode of Go Terpers, Travis Garrison on the Field of 68 Networks. Got my brother from Cali, in the house. What's going on, man? Doing?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Glad you took time out your day, man, and we finally got this thing organized and get together, man, and chop it up a little bit.
For sure, for sure.
How's everything going, man? I know you was overseas this past year, right?
Yeah, I was in France for the past couple years. Finished up in June, and now I'm just actually just came from the gym. Now I'm just staying ready for the next year.
Yeah. So, man, with COVID and everything going on, man, what's that process like trying to get back over there, man? Is it still crazy, or is it slowing down, or how's that going?
Well, now you got the situation with the vaccine. So, you know, some countries, they're not letting players in unless they're vaccinated. You know what I mean? Some countries don't care. But this whole past season, you know, it was a situation where we would get tested every week. You know what I mean? Every week, man. Your whole snap box getting violated every week, bro. Once a week. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you kind of got tired of it, man, but I guess, you know what I mean, you know, you needed it for precaution, man, to make sure everybody was safe. You know, you don't want nobody catching it. And if somebody did catch it, you know, they would have to quarantine for 14 days. So that was kind of what made the season kind of tricky, because, you know, if a player on our team had COVID, then it's like you kind of had to miss the guy for that particular game, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, everybody got through it, though. Everybody got through it. It was a long season. Everybody got through it. So now we're here, man. Glad that everybody was safe, and you know, most of my teammates were. You know, everybody's good.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
I, like I said, I know that grind, man. It's different these days, man. And you know, no fans in the stands, and all that. I was just talking to some other guys, man. Like, cause you know, with Maryland, they didn't have no fans last year. So you know how it was when we played, you know, when we had to play against Duke, we had the whole fans, the crowd and everything. But then, man, you got guys, man, you know, playing with fans, man. So what's your take on that? Like, what's your thoughts about that? I know, obviously, you got to take precautionary measures, you know, with COVID, what's going on. But, like, imagine not playing with no fans, man.
And that'd be crazy, right? Yo, imagine if we didn't have no fans, bro. That'd be wild, right? That'd be crazy. I mean, it'd be impossible. We'd probably be like, nah, you know what? No, we not. <we'd> have...
hey, no.
You go back inside.
Hey, knowing that team at that time, bro, we probably would have done something like that.
What? Come on, man. I mean, you know, our fans, man, were some of the, you know, the best fans in college basketball, man. I mean, I've never seen anything like it until I got to Maryland. You know what I mean? Like, so loud, like chant your name, like it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It was cool to be a part of that tradition, bro. Overseas this past year, so it was a time where we didn't have no fans, so we, you know, it was just quiet. It was just like, you know, you really heard everybody talking on the court. Like if somebody was talking mess, you know what I mean, you heard everything.
Exactly.
And, you heard every single thing. And it was kind of weird. It's kind of felt like pickup.
Right.
But Some guys, that's where some guys kind of like play better. You know what I mean? Some guys play better without any fans, and some guys that normally would, you know, use the fans as an energizer. You know, they didn't play as well. But you know, at the end of the day, if you a hooper, you a hooper, and you know, you're gonna play regardless. So, you know, that's how it was.
Man, I was talking to some guys. Man, I said, imagine us playing back when G Dub was coaching and they weren't no fans. Hey, I was like, imagine when Coach G Dub was coaching, bro, and then everybody can hear exactly what he said.
Oh man, you would have heard, man. Everybody would have known what everybody's name was coming from him.
I was like,
you know, G Dub, man.
That's it, man.
One thing with G Dub is like, Let's say I was in the game and, you know, I made a mistake or something. He would go to the bench and, like, go to that guy that's playing my position and get on his ass for something that I did.
Right.
That was the worst. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Coach, I'm not even in the game, Coach.
Like, he'll come at you like that's you out there, but now I'm right here with you. What you talking about?
right. Hey, so getting on top of that, man, like, what made you, coming from Cali, what made you choose the University of Murder? Like, I know you had other options, man. So what made you decide to come play for Coach G-Dub, man, and come to College Park?
Yeah, man, everybody asks that, you know, because, you know, when I tell them, some people don't even know that I'm from Cali. But, yeah, man, I mean, it came down to, like, you know, when I first seen Maryland and when I first seen, like, you know, I used to watch a couple games and stuff like that, you know, I just saw just the liveness of the atmosphere of the games and stuff like that, you know. And I, you know, they just recently won a championship. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, they were recruiting me hard. You know, they came all the way out west. They came to my house and everything. And, you know, they were really, really fond of me, you know, Coach Passos being the main recruiter. And, you know, it came down to USC and Maryland. You know, USC is basically my home college. And it came down to Maryland. And when I seen that they were played against, you know, Dukes and the North Carolinas and stuff like that, you know, I kind of wanted to challenge myself, you know what I mean? And, you know, and be in a position where I would be playing in the best conference at the time in the country. So, you know, I just like the whole style, the way they played and everything. So, you know, at the same time, you know, my AU teammate, DJ Strawberry, you know, we play AU together, and he was interested as well. So it was kind of like, you know what? You know, I like this school, you know, it'd be cool to go out there with somebody that I know, you know what I mean? And so it was kind of a easy decision. So yeah, I made that decision to go out there.
Now, I definitely know what you mean, man, in regards to, you know, come to play. Because, you know, me and Chris made that choice to come together. I think Chris committed first. Chris committed first, yeah. But, you know, us being from home, man, and, you know, having other options, but choosing to stay and play together, man. So I definitely understand that. Then, like you said, you coming from the West Coast, coming over.
Yeah.
It made a lot different. Exactly.
It was different. You know, I kind of, you know, I kind of grew up out there, you know, seeing different things, seeing snow for the first time in my life. That was crazy. just a different, you know, different vibe, different, you know, the language, just the way things were, you know. It's cold. Well, I mean, it's not as cold as other states on the east, but, you know, it's colder than Cali. You know, we never, like I said, I never seen snow. It's always shining, always, you know, that's just how it was. So, you know, I grew up out there, basically, you know what I mean? I grew up out there. I learned a lot of things just being by myself and being able to be somewhere outside of my comfort zone. And I think that's what helped me be able to play, you know, 14, 15 years. And I'm still playing in Europe, you know, just being able to adjust, you know, that kind of prepped me to have the career that I've had. And, I thank God for that. You know, I thank God for just being able to be in a position to being able to adjust to certain things and then prepping me for the rest of the world. You know what I mean? Right. So, yeah.
I definitely understand that, man. Like you said, man, it's just like I'm from the area, so I ain't really, but I traveled before I got to Maryland, you know, being in high school. So I was kind of used to it. But then, like you said, man, it's not like going out on your own, you by yourself. You know, you got a family day, and you're in a country, and you got basically fending for yourself in a sense. So,
Wait, time out. Was you recruited by any West Coast team? Like, would you leave and go to the whole other side of the country?
You said, would I have left?
Yeah,
I would have if it made sense. I think UCLA, but you know, it's so crazy, man. A lot of West Coast schools, man, didn't really recruit. I mean, they recruited. But they think they ain't really stand a chance because it's always from, they're coming all the way from the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't even, I mean, it was a whole different side. So they'll shoot their shot and see. Right. And see. But I ain't really paid too much mind, honestly, man. I wouldn't have mind though, you know, but even like, my mom definitely wanted to come to the game. She didn't really want to fly that much. So, you know, if she can't drive it, she like, so that was like, I was like, man, you know, I'm all just going to stay on this side.
That's the thing, man. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the easiest transition. You know what I mean? It's like, you're away from everything that you know. I mean, your parents, they come to some games, but it's just like, you know, they're not there every game, you know, and your friends you grew up, you know, like nobody really is there that, you know, that you kind of grew up with. So, you know, that was kind of like the hard thing, but, you know, that made me tougher, like I said, just to being on my own. But I really appreciate it, you know what I mean, when they were able to come out to some games, you know what I mean, that made it the feeling much more better, you know what I mean?
You know, the crazy thing is, though, man, I tell people a lot, you know, before I did the math, man, I didn't know anything about the history of college basketball.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't know some of these schools that was recruiting me. I didn't really know anything too much about them unless I asked, you know, a teammate or my mentor at the time about, like, you know, what's up with the school. So I'm going basically off of what they're telling me. Obviously, when I got to high school, I started watching more college basketball, but I still don't know the history of it. I don't really know the coaches that well. I really don't know the coaches that well. So it was, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going there because the X, Y, and Z went there, or because years ago they won a championship. It was basically, I'm going off of what other people are saying. So right. Even with, I'm talking about everything, you know, so that 4-year span, it was me getting the coaches coming into our open gym and practices. I'm like, who's that? Like, people had to break it down to me, like, that's cultural such. I'm like, okay, so if I had a deeper understanding in the history of college basketball, I probably looked at things differently, but mm-hmm. I didn't have that. So I was going, and the things started moving super, you know, when you get recruited, man, it moves super fast, and so many people coming at you, it's kind of hard to really comprehend, especially if you've never been in that position before, or you don't have people in your corner. Like my brothers, yeah, they play college basketball, but not on that level. So it was hard for me to have that conversation with them about, you know, the recruitment process from those schools. So, yeah, man. So that's why I try to educate youngins, man, or young kids coming from high school to do your research, you know, and not even just go for the coaches, because the coaches get a new job. And you know what I mean? So, and they gone. So you playing for somebody else. So, I mean, it's different. And then obviously it's different now these days, man, with the transfer portal and all that stuff. So,
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to like doing your research and then like having people around you that, you know, have some sense of different schools, you know, for me, it was kind of like on the fly, because like I didn't really have, well, I mean, I had a couple people that kind of like persuaded me, like, you know, gave me advice, you know, of different schools and this and that. But like, I didn't have like an older brother that went to school or anything like that, or like my dad didn't play basketball. You know what I mean? He didn't play basketball. So he wasn't familiar with, like, you know what I mean? Like different colleges, or like, you know, he wasn't aware of, like, you know, how the system was dealt, like how it went. So it was kind of like I had to kind of like get a vibe, you know what I mean, on my visit, and then just like, you know, just see, like, you know, if this was a place where I can, you know, get a good education and be able to, you know, help the team win, you know what I mean, from my position. So, you know, and I feel like I made the right decision.
So how was it when you first got on campus, man, first day of practice, and you got to experience a G-Dub practice, man? What was that experience like? Seeing the real G-Dub.
I mean, you know, G-Dub, you know, he's a cool dude, man, really, but he's like real animated, you know what I mean? Like he's an animated guy, especially during the games. But you know, when the first time I stepped on, it was just like, okay, this is the real deal, you know. This is the real deal. So I better get on quick, you know what I mean, and learn quick, man, because you know what I mean, this is the top program that I signed up for. So, you know, you know, G-Dub, man, he's one of a kind, man. Like, this is a time where, you know, you'll see that he'll just, like, sweat through his shirt and, like, man, this dude, man. Sweat through his suit. You know what I mean? I know everybody's probably talked about that before, man. But, yeah, man, G-Dub, man, he's one of a kind, man.
What were some of your favorite moments at Maryland, man? You know, whether it's even just on the court, off the court, you know, favorite game, one of the best games. I kind of know what you got in mind, but, you know, what were some of your best experiences, you know, playing at Maryland?
Man, it's a lot, man. It's crazy because it's like, I feel like there's a lot of moments, but it's like, it went by so fast. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like that section of my life just like came and went. You know what I mean? It was just like, man, I mean, I'm trying to think of different moments. I mean, I could, you know, maybe just us coming back, you know what I mean, on the bus after we beat Duke. My freshman year, your sophomore year, right?
Yeah.
Winning the ACC championship. How, like, the roads is all blocked off and everything. We couldn't even, like, drive through. I think drive through to get to the Comcast Center. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, just like things like that, man. It's just like those type of things will just stay forever because it's just like, you know, you're really a part of a big time basketball tradition, big time basketball town. You know what I mean? Coming all the way from the West, man. It's like you know, not many guys coming from where I'm coming from City of Carson. You know, playing basketball, you know, we wasn't much of a basketball school, you know, it was more of a football school, you know what I mean? So it's like not many guys really had the opportunity to go out that far, you know what I mean? And I'm glad I was able to experience that.
Right. And I mean, that's always talked about. And even now when I go up to Maryland and because, you know, in Maryland, I never went to tailgates like that, you know, so I didn't really know nothing about those things until after
that. Yeah.
And I went to homecoming. I started going to tailgates. And now I'm talking to, you know, fans and alumni, and they're telling us the experiences that they had. And obviously, they always bring up the ACC tournament and them being, like, from Maryland. But you got, you know, they in Greensboro. So you got the Dukes, North Carolina, the Wake Forest, NC State. They surrounded by North Carolina folks. So the conversations in the parking lots was crazy, you know. And they even during we were down 20 against NC State. They was talking about how everybody was leaving out the arena and bus in the parking lot. Yeah. They ran back into the arena, and then, you know, us coming back. And then I hear those stories, man, and it's crazy because we're in it. So, you know, our mindset, especially that weekend, I tell people all the time, our mindset that weekend was like, we ain't caring about nobody outside this locker room. You know, it was just us because
right.
A lot of times, man, we'll win. Because, you know, we was up and down throughout our season. You know, we'll be up in the first half and lose it in the second half or down this first half. That was our makeup that season. So, you know, sometimes people write us off. So we got to a point we was just like, man, look, we're not focusing on nobody outside this locker room. It's just us. You know, it's just us. So we got to go out there and play, like, for ourselves. And then that weekend, man, we went out there and, you know, our mindset, man, we was
man,
you know what I mean? So it was we didn't get to experience what the fans was experiencing. We was just in it and we were just in a different mode, you know. Yeah. So to hear their stories in regards to their experiences talking trash to the North Carolina folks, man, and just going crazy. Just I'm just hearing their stories and I'm amazed. I'm like, man, this is crazy because we looking at it from one view, you know, and I talked to Coach G-Dub not too long ago, and I got it from his perspective as a coach. Mm-hmm. We talk as that. We know what it was as players. Right. And then you know, the people that was in the stands watching this go down, you know, because our run was like one of the most historical runs in tournament history. You know, man, sometimes we don't really understand it sometimes because we living in the moment, so we don't really have a chance to really reflect that much on it. But when we do, and we're not in the ACC tournament no more. We're not in the ACC tournament no more. We're not in the ACC no more. So, I mean, that's what we locked in. So it's you know, but, and you know, so it's sometimes, man, reflect on it, man. It's a crazy thing. They play it every year. They play it every year now.
Bro, remember so who we beat before we went to the final with Duke? That was NC State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we played that next game less than 24 hours, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Like, I think it was like 12, I think it was at like 12 o'clock or something.
Yeah, it was like
1 o'clock. It was like before 2 because we got back home around 7, I think.
And then we had to wake up quick, and then you know what I mean?
It's early game.
We shoot around. Yeah, you remember that?
It's early game.
It all went fast, man. It's kind of like we was all on adrenaline, like, you know what I mean?
Good time, bro.
Man,
it's one of the most, remember, I tell people it's one of the most memorable times I had at Burnham, man. Not, I mean, obviously, you know, us being Dukes and at home and just the atmosphere and games like us being Florida at Florida when it was number one, you know, right. Things like that, but.
Yeah, you hit that shot. I remember that.
Yeah.
They forgot. That was crazy. Florida at Florida was crazy. Man, that crowd was crazy. But y'all remember?
Hey,
you hit that shot.
I tell people all the time, man, like we was playing that game and coach told us before that game, like, look, the crowd gonna be crazy in here. Y'all gotta use your hands a lot, man, because you ain't gonna it was times, man, DJ be coming down the court or John, but I think DJ played a lot of the game too. He was coming down the court
mm-hmm.
and he called out plays. I'm like, man, I can't even hear what you're saying. Like, so he had to use his hands because you literally, I tell people all the time, that's probably like the loudest arena I played in. You literally couldn't hear. Yes.
Loud, bro. You felt like fans were kind of like on top of you too.
Yeah, but it was crazy, man. And you know, that experience, and then you know, like you said, ACC tournament, man. It's just, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know what I mean? So
no, you can't.
Yeah, so it's moments like that, man, that we don't take for granted. You know, we always remember it, and we always be linked together for moments like that. You know, so. So now, man, you go through your career at Maryland. Now this next chapter of your career in regards to now you get ready for your professional career. What was that process like, leaving Maryland, playing your last game, and now you know, all right, now I got to get ready for, now I'm trying to accomplish my dream of playing at the next level.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything, like I said, everything kind of went, you know, things kind of went fast. You know, that process from, like, your last game, you know, we won a tournament and we got knocked off in the second round, right? So was it to Butler? And from that point on, it was just like, you know, finishing up getting my degree, but it was just workouts, just preparing for the next level, and then working out for a couple NBA teams, and then having the opportunity to play in Europe. You know what I mean? That process was stressful, bro. It was kind of stressful because it's like you just trying to do the best to, you know what I mean, to perform. You know, it's kind of like, you know, every workout is kind of like, you know, you show it's like an interview. You're showing your resume, you know what I mean? You're trying to just impress who's watching you, you know, so you can get the best possible position when it comes to the NBA or even overseas. So I mean, it was kind of stressful, man. But it was also exciting because it's like, you know, you just, you know what you can do, and it's like you're just trying to just show everything that you got. You know what I mean? And I felt that the experience was something that I needed. You know, something I needed going on into my career, because it's just like, and even going on to even being even after basketball, because it's like it just shows, it's just a kind of situation where it's like you're just showing, you know, who you are and, you know, what you can bring to the table for any team. So, I mean, it was an all right experience, you know, different emotions, but overall it was all right.
Absolutely, man. A lot of people don't know that side of it, man. So, you know, when we have conversations or people that don't even play basketball, but they just want to understand it. A lot of times the misconception is, you know, playing overseas is, it's easy, or you guys get tax-free money, and this, I said,
look, yeah.
I said, you got to understand, man, a lot of these guys, you know, we go over there, a lot of times we don't take our families with us, and we in a different country, you know, we got to learn a different language, or we live in a different society, and people look at us a certain way, depending on where you're playing at. You know, sometimes they don't get paid, they leave without money, the arrangements ain't always the greatest, you know, the food is different, we get, I mean, it's so many different things that people don't don't see. All they see is tax free money, and you guys get to basically play basketball to make money. You know, I'm like, it's not as easy as you think it is. Yes, it's a blessing and it's a great experience, but also mm-hmm. you have those other sides that people may not even hear about or see. You know,
right, right. No, definitely. I mean, it's first off, it's definitely a blessing to be able to continue to play basketball, do something that you love, and travel the world, you know. But a lot of times, you know, it's like you said, you know, you're away from your family, you know, you're away from what you know, everything that you know, different language, different food, different vibe. Sometimes you might see people that don't even look like you, you know what I mean? A lot of times, you know what right. I mean? You know, and it's just like you're doing it for the love of the game, and also, you know, you have to, you know, you want to be able to feed your family and take care of the loved ones around you. But yeah, it's a lot that goes into it, man. You know, tour days, long bus rides, you know what I mean? Sometimes, what else? It's a lot, you know what I mean? But you know, the experience, you know, I would say to the younger generation that for you to get your information on different teams and where it's at or where you're going. And, you know, just to go in knowing that, you know, this is going to help you grow, you know, just to keep a positive mind state and to just keep pushing. You know what I mean? Sometimes things might discourage you being away from home and things like that. But, you know, if you know that, you know, if you have a vision, then it's like, you know, you might as well go ahead and continue on with it. You know what I mean? We're playing basketball, doing something that we love and we know how to do. So, you know, that's what I would say to the younger generation. But it is a lot going into being away from home. You know, you really have to be able to try to stay busy. You know, you get a lot of downtime. You should try to stay busy. You know what I mean? Pick up a hobby. You know what I mean? Go outside. You should go outside for a walk or something like that. You know what I mean? Or even try to research where you are. You know what I mean? You don't want to be in a place where you just, you know, you just, it's practice.
Yeah.
Practice, the gym, home, gym, right. Home. You know, you want to be able, you know, you want to be able to experience things and really see where you are, you know, and because this thing, before you know it, man, this thing is, it'll be done fast. You know
right.
what I mean? So
right.
It's like, you might as well take advantage of every opportunity to explore, to do different things when you're overseas.
Absolutely, man. I know my first couple of years overseas, man, I wasn't going nowhere. I wasn't really, my first year overseas, I was in South Korea, and we lived in the mountains though. We lived like in the mountains. So, and then our facility, like we had apartments upstairs. We had the cafeteria and the game room on the next level. And then down in Bell, we had the weight room and the gym. So, I mean, I literally never left our facility, never. I never left unless we was getting on the bus to go to the middle of the city, which is like an hour and a half away. And until we played. Now, then they would put us up in a hotel for, like, me and another American for, like, 3 days, 2 nights. You know, so mm-hmm. then I'll go out and venture out, but I've been sitting and I'll venture right. out like I do. But then when we go back home, I literally never left the facility for nothing.
Right.
So, but then when I went to Turkey, like my teammates, my coach forced me to go out and hang out, or not hang out, but like to go around and sightsee.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, let's go for a walk. I'm like, I'm trying to take a nap before practice. You told me I had to practice go for a walk. Like, come on, man. So, but they forced me to experience those things. And I'm like, and I'm happy I did, because the cities we go to, they show me all the, like, the historical spots. And then we go out to eat and go for walks. So then I got, as we get older, we start appreciating the situation, because, like, man, a lot of guys are paid for stuff that we're doing for free. So I started really, like you said, man, as you get older, you start going out, venturing out, touring out, meeting different. I start having my little spots that I'll go to all the time. I started knowing the locals, learning the language. So things are different for me. So then I really enjoy traveling a lot, because I love the culture. And then, like I said, meeting new people, and things like that, man. I started trying different foods I never tried before. all sorts of things, man. But like you said, yeah. You got a lot of fans that we just want to stay in the house and not do nothing.
No, man, it's always good to venture out, man. You know, it's good to go out. I mean, it's also really important that you have, you know what I mean, some locals on the team that, you know, that rock with you and that, you know, can really show you, you know, the area. You know what I mean? They'll take you out, they'll take you to a club or a bar or a restaurant or whatever, right. You know what I mean? But it's always good to have, you know, a solid local player that knows their ways around where you are, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
What was your favorite country that you played in? Like, what was the favorite, about your best experience? And what was
my best experience would probably be in New Zealand when I played in the Australian League. Yeah, that place right there, that was like real. It was one of the like cleanest places. One of the like just the. Like the air smelled fresh, you know what I mean? It was, you know what I mean? It was all types of natural resources out there. Like it was like, it was real like green and it was real like, it was a lot of beaches and, you know, you had a couple of volcanoes. They didn't erupt like, they wouldn't like erupt anything, but it was just, you know, you had volcanoes. You had like different, it was just like the scenery was just real nice, you know what I mean? And I really enjoyed myself. You know, I was actually coming back from an injury. I didn't play the whole year, the whole previous year because I came back from because I was injured. I had a stress fracture on my foot. So coming back, you know, kind of made me appreciate playing basketball again. And, you know, that couldn't have been any better place for me to play basketball at. And we also ended up winning the championship as well. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was a good area to play in. You know, New Zealand is very, very unique. I would suggest anybody just to visit, you know, to go visit that country. It's very, very unique, rich culture. And yeah, man, it was dope. Great teammates. I had a great organization. So yeah, that was my favorite spot.
Now, I hear people talk about New Zealand, Australia and all that stuff. Oh, man, I think I got a guy over there that's in Australia that say, I don't think he ever came back because it's so beautiful and nice. And, man, people go, I don't want to come back because of how beautiful and nice it is out there.
Yeah, it's real nice, bro. It's real nice. You know, you got cities in Australia like Sydney, Melbourne. You know, those are very some nice cities. So even all the way on the west of Australia, Perth, you know, I thought that place was real cool too. So. Yeah, that area of the world is kind of dope, man. I enjoy myself.
What was one of your one of your worst experiences? Because we all have though, not all, but you know, some people have both sides.
It's always yeah. You know, you can always have some good experiences and bad experiences, man. I played in Spain 1 year. Now, it was crazy because this area in Spain, San Sebastian, is like the northern part of Spain, right? But it was nice because it was like three beaches, you know what I mean? Food was good, but it rained basically the whole season, right? And the sun came out when the season finished, when we was supposed to leave, right? So that kind of like, that was real like. You know, because it just rained the whole time. I've never experienced rain like that before. You know what I mean? So that was weak, bro. That was weak. I'm trying to think. I think everything has to come down to like weather. Like when I was in Russia one time, man, it was so cold, bro. It was so cold out there. I went to, we was in places like in Siberia, where it was like minus 30 degrees. And it was just, bro, the coldest I've ever been in my life. You know what I mean? That was crazy. But other than that, man, I think for the most part, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think, you know, because I played so many places, man. But when it comes to weather, that's when it was just like, you know, I'm from Cali, you know, I'm used to the sun. So it's like, so weather's a big thing for me. I don't know. I got to get back to you.
I definitely in regards to that Eastern Europe, man. I played in Ukraine, Lithuania. You know, Ukraine right next door to Russia, man. So I've been man, we walking to practice. My snow coming up to my thighs, man. Seriously, man, it was crazy, man. Like the weather, and you know, just still they kind of like in the Soviet Union state of mind, and it was looked depressing out there, man. Cloudy. That's some good folks out there, man. I was cool with, but you know, like the lifestyle, man. It was different, man. It was different, but like I said, man, different. You know, we take that basketball experience, man. I tell the young kids all the time, I say this basketball, this orange round thing, can literally take you around the world. And you know, I still have a lot of friends I consider family in different countries because mm-hmm. I mean, I allow myself to venture out and to be social. Well, you got some guys. I used to have guys on my team, man, that didn't want to be social. They didn't want to deal with the other guys on the team hang out with them. I was the opposite. I'd like kick it or be cool or just adapt to my environment because I know I lived there for X amount of time, you know, and it worked out, you know. So like I said, I still got people over there, man. I can fly in those countries. Somebody could be from the airport. I could stay with somebody. So those blessings, man, you know.
That's love. Oh, yeah. Another place that I enjoyed playing was Lebanon as well.
Lebanon, I heard that was cool too. I think I was trying to get over there for a second. I was in Bahrain. Yeah. I think Lebanon was another country I was trying to get to. I know I was love over there.
Yeah, man. I can't forget the people of Lebanon, man. They showed me so much love, man.
You was out there, Stoke, right?
I was out there. I was out there with T. Stoke, man. So that was cool. And you know, the fans out there, those probably the craziest, the best fans I've played for in Lebanon. You know what I mean? It's just, the atmosphere is wild. They love their basketball. Man, you know, the place was amazing. The food was amazing. Mm-hmm. The people were cool and friendly. Lebanon for sure. Lebanon is definitely up there.
Hey, you still, so you, how many more years you think you got left in?
Man, I always tell myself, man, I'm trying to play till I'm 40, man. I'm, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what, 4 more years, 3 more years, maybe, you know, I feel good, you know, I don't feel like I'm 21, but you know what I mean? I can still go up and down the court, man. So, you know, right now I'm just, you know, staying ready for the next opportunity and I'll head out.
Yeah, man, I was telling man, Nick, I was over in Lithuania with Nick. They came to play there, and that year it was like, man, we're talking like 2015. I was like, man, not after this year, man. Until 6 years later, he's still playing. I said, brother, you say, he said, man, sometimes I say it for my mental purposes. Like, I just say I'm there for my mental, you know, just kind of like psych myself out. I said, man, he's going the same year, you know. I said, like you said, man, it's all about how you take care of your body and what you eat. And, you know, like I said, Kobe did 20 years in a high intense situation, you know.
For sure.
It's good to take care of your body. They don't feel like you can play. I mean, why not, you know?
For sure, like, yeah, as I got older, I started eating a lot better. I started doing things that you wouldn't normally do, you know, as a 22, 23-year-old, you know what I mean? And, you know, those things as far as, like, you know, making sure you get your treatment, you know what I mean? Stretching a lot. And, you know, and always working with the trainer and also being able to eat better as well. You know what I mean? Those things are really important. You know, when you're younger, you don't want to hear all that. You know what I mean? Right. You know, right. you feel like you're going to feel how you feel forever. But you know what I mean? As you get older, you know, you start to feel that, okay, you know, I need to take certain measures to, you know, prolong my career. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's very, very important. So, you know, like I said, as I got older, you know, I just started, you know, eating healthier, you know, and just putting, you know, just like your body's an engine, man. Your body, right. You know, your body's like a car, man. You know, you need your gas, you need your oil, you know, you need your transmission fluid. You know what I'm saying? Right. You need everything to work right and to work together, man. So it's just like, you know, with that mindset, you definitely be able to, and also along with just like loving basketball, you know what I mean? You'll be able to prolong career and stretch your career out.
Absolutely, man. I tell kids that all the time. You take care of your body. you gotta still love it, especially on that professional level. If you don't love it, you ain't gonna last too long, man. Cause if you're just doing it for the money, you ain't gonna last long. You ain't gonna last. You gotta like love it, because how many times you ain't gonna wanna get to the gym, you gotta get to the gym because somebody else gonna be in the gym if you ain't in the gym.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, just like everybody in every profession, man, you know, it's gonna be those, you know, it could even be something that you love. You know, we love basketball, some people love real estate, some people love, you know what I mean, being a lawyer or whatever, you know what I mean? Being in or studying law. So it's just like, it's gonna be those days where it's like, you know, you don't really wanna go to the gym, you know what I mean? You don't really wanna work out, but the only thing that really pushes you to continue to do that is the discipline, you know what I mean? Right. The discipline gonna carry you.
Right.
You know what I mean? The discipline gonna carry you to get through those days where, you know, you don't feel as good, you know, you feel sluggish, you know what I mean? You woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you know what I mean? So I feel like, you know what I mean, that's very, very important, you know, having the discipline to continue to push along.
Right. I definitely get that. Do you still follow Maryland basketball? Any you still follow?
Yeah, man. I follow here and there. You know, I've seen a lot more guys have made it to the league, man, which is good to see, you know. Yeah, man, I like some of those guys that I watched, like Jalen Smith. I've seen Kevin Herter, you know, guys like that. You know, it's real cool to see those guys, you know, flourish in the league and get to that level coming from Maryland.
Yeah, man. So you know, what you think about this team coming up? You know, they got that. You got transfers coming in. You got the transfer from Georgetown. I said, you know, everybody's still going crazy about that because, you know, Georgetown and Maryland, you know, they didn't like each other for some point. Then you got a kid transferring from Georgetown going to Maryland. You know, so what you think about this team coming up?
I'm not even hip to that, man. So there's a guy from Georgetown going to Maryland.
Yeah, man, it's a guy.
Oh,
big,
yeah,
man.
See, I got to tap back in. You know, it's been a long time, bro.
They were solid last year. They was missing a couple of people. They ran against a tough team that just had that firepower, man. But they made their run, man. So I mean, they lost a couple of pieces, you know. But I think they're gonna be solid this year, you know. I think they got a good team. They got a good thing. Like you said, got the fans back, so that'd be good just to, you know, get that arena back jumping again and have that fan support. But yeah, man, you know. Then they have a good chance to go far this year. I think they expected to make a good push, a good run this year. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, all right, bro. I got a question for you, bro. What do you think about players being able to get paid for their likeness now?
It's my college now.
Yeah, college.
Dude. Yeah, man. Honestly, man, I think I wish we'd had it back when we was playing. That's one of the things I say, but honestly, man.
That's what I'm about to say, bro.
I think, even back when we were playing, they was fighting for that. I think it was a few years before I went to college when it really started getting brought up, like players should get paid. I think they had no choice. I think the NCAA had no choice because now you got people creating other avenues for the players to make money, whether it's D-League now, or they can go overseas, or they're creating different leagues now where they're paying guys six figures. They don't got to go to college. So, I mean, the NCAA started competing against these leagues and these opportunities, and they was going to start losing money because you're going to get players. They ain't going to get as good as players that they could have gotten. I think they had no choice but to allow that to happen. And I think it's great, man. I think a lot more guys that, you know, it's funny, I was talking to Byron Mouton, and he said how he was talking to Kobe, and how Kobe basically told him he never had that college experience. Mm-hmm. You know, winning championships in the league is cool, but, you know, being able to do it on a college level, when you're playing against, got to go against 64 other teams that's fighting for that one spot, is a little different. So imagine you got guys that they in the financial situation where they're trying to get their family out, but they need the money, so they're going to take other routes, even though they want to go to college, but the college ain't paying, so I got to go these other routes. Now you have an opportunity to college and get that experience while making money at the same time. I mean, it's a smart move. I mean, it's smart on both ways, regardless of, you know, if they wanted to do it or not in regards to the NCAA. But I mean, now the player's in a position where they can still get that college experience, whether it's for a year or two, and still make money while doing it. So now they're not stressing. Here, man, I'm forced to I kill this year just if I get my peoples out and get to this league. Now they kind of can polish the game up more or saying, I got to work on this, I got to work on that, and I still can make money while doing it and get that college experience, whether it's for a year or two. So I think it's, I mean, I think it's the greatest. Like I said, they had no choice but to do it, I believe.
So they like kind of like even up the playing field now, because the NBA put pressure on them now, you know what I mean? The NBA put pressure on them, like, okay, we get these guys, you know what I mean? These guys is like one and done. So it's like, okay, let's pay these guys so they can stay a little bit longer.
Exactly, man. Like, so now, now they're able to, they're not getting in trouble no more. They're not getting in trouble no more for taking money from this or that. You know what I mean? Even if, listen, even though I need food, my parents are hurting back home and I'm not getting paid. Yeah, I'm killing, but I'm still not, you know, I'm still in college. So, I mean, they had no choice, man. I think, you know, their hands were forced. Like I said, because of other leagues, you got all these top players that's going overseas for a year just to get drafted to the NBA or going to the G League. Because now G League is paying six figures. So they're getting paid now from the G League. So then they're like, man, I can't do college. I need the money. So, I mean, it's a smart move on their end. I think it needed to be done. It should have been done years ago. Because now you got a lot of guys. Sure. The schools lost banners, championships, because guys took money that their family probably needed. I mean, it should have happened a while ago, but at least it happened now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad it at least happened, but I need my coins though, bro.
Exactly.
I need my coins. I used to walk by a sports store or whatever. See my number 25, and I'm like, hold up, bro. I'm not getting how much that cost, bro. I need like 10% of that. Something.
Exactly, man. You know, these schools are making so much money off, whether it's the jersey sales or the ticket sales or whatever, and, like, the players are getting nothing but, well, free education, you know, yeah. and food, you know, and living. But, you know, it is what it is now, man. Just happy for those youngins that can get paid, you know.
Yeah, man, yeah. I'm glad it finally happened.
Yeah, man.
But does it go for all athletes? Or is it just football, basketball?
Honestly, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure it should be all athletes. I'm sure. I mean, I've been just hearing a number about basketball, the players is getting deals, but I mean, it should be all NCAA sports, I believe. Right. So
yeah,
I gotta look more into that. But yeah, man, I definitely appreciate you. You know, taking time out your day, man.
Good.
To join the Gold Turbans, Travis Garrison of Field of 68 Networks, guy Kenny Beckway, man. I appreciate you, bro. Man, keep going, man.
To the wheels fall off, bro.
Hey, why not, man? You know, get that tax free money, man. But continue to get that experience of living overseas while we can, man, for free. Sure. I definitely appreciate you, bro, man. Thanks for taking time out your day, man. And you know, we definitely gonna catch up soon.
For sure, no doubt, man. Tap in with me when you come back to Cali.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, bro.
All right.